Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. And we are your hosts, professional makeup artist, Harriet Adfield.
Not so professional today.
You're right there. You're not in charge of the internet. If there's
no,
one
I know,
thing
I
I've
feel
learned,
for you, because that's pressure.
None of us, I have learned over the last few weeks, are in charge of the internet, unfortunately. No. Whoever is king. And I don't know who it is. No one seems to have that power. I guess it's just Zoom. They're just laughing at us somewhere. Yes. I am the unprofessional beauty lover, as you can tell. Lindsay Kelkham, we are very excited to be hosting our first ever virtual live episode.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. This is so cool to see so many of you actual faces, because I think when we record, it's like I never picture faces, I guess. It's like just me and Lindsay having a chat in her kitchen or my kitchen, pre-COVID, obviously. But it's just so pre-COVID. But it's so funny, like seeing you all here, I'm like, oh, you're all with us. It's so nice.
It's mad, isn't it? Because like that very all mad job involved me just being on my own in a room with a computer, unless I'm talking to you in your house. So yeah. I don't really actually believe other people exist, but look at them. There's loads
look at them. Real, genuine people.
So exciting. So we're going to crack on and do like something like a regular pod. We've got some
like
new
pod.
News. Yeah, we've got products to talk about and highlights of the week. And
everyone's
going to
see
down
how unprofessional I am while I look at my notes.
I know, I was like, wait, how am I going to Google the price?
I'm like a newsreader. Oh,
basically, that is what you are. You are a newsreader.
I am
you're
a newsreader.
Practically Dermot Murnahan. Is I that am. His name? It is, right? He used to be
I
on Channel 4.
That is.
I'm old.
I've only just realised who Anderson Cooper is and that your name is, that the cat is Anderson Cooper. I know. It's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Amazing. In fairness, Anderson Cooper is an American institution and possibly not global. I don't know if you're outside of America, do you know who Anderson Cooper is without it being my cat? No, he's a very handsome journalist who
what I love though
is
as
Vanderbilt
I said
family.
That everyone nodded. It's
not
like wow,
everyone,
this is so
I saw, like,
a lot of people,
people
nodded. I was like wow, it's like proper in, what's it like immersive experience.
He's like a proper famous now, I think, but mostly
yeah.
here
because of your cat. Yeah, basically.
Mostly because of my cat, I didn't like to say, but yes. Yes. And I didn't even name him that, but he is such an Anderson Cooper. There's really no choice in the matter. He just, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
He is not the subject of Full Coverage Live. He's been shut out because he's in disgrace. Normally I would say he could come in and say hello, but he's in disgrace.
Yeah, my dogs have been sent out. They're too naughty. Too
yeah,
naughty
getting us up really early in the morning because they're like, he just thinks now we're at home now. If he's awake, then we're awake. Nope, don't care.
Piper's on it. She's shutting the cats out. She's getting serious.
See, Piper knows. Piper knows what it's all about. Get out, cats. I miss him already. This is why I've got problems. I'm projecting quite a lot of my own personal anxiety at the moment onto my cats. I realise that. Shall we do some new news?
New news.
Let's
this
do
is when we need
news.
Papers to shuffle. Like,
I know. I've not got any papers. I've got a...
No, I haven't. I have technology
that
devices.
Oh, that was noisy. there's been some new news recently, yes. Although less new news than there's still people coming in the waiting room. This is
wow, this is crazy. So many
it's
of them.
Complete madness. It's complete
it madness.
Madness. Yes. I'm going to try and let them in while doing
this.
This
is multitasking at its finest.
Know where they are. It said there's someone there and now there's not. This is bonkers.
Lindsay, you're doing a sterling job. He's
am
doing
I?
A sterling
am
job.
I? I mean, I fully expect to be approached by the BBC. but yes, there's been some new news, and I guess we'll start with the biggest new news, which I'm sure everyone already knows, but it still bears chatting about, yes. Is the Charlotte Tilbury sale.
Yes.
The majority stake in Charlotte Tilbury has been sold to the Puig Group, which is a Spanish group. Terribly exciting. I mean, it's been rumored for so long that she was trying to sell.
Yeah.
And sell she has for I mean, they haven't fully disclosed. I understand the company was valued at $1.2 billion.
Wowza.
Yeah, and they've bought 51% of it. So that's, wow, roughly speaking, in full coverage maths, loads of money, like loads of it. But she does still own a large minority share. So she is still part of the company. She does still own part of the company. But it's kind of bonkers that she's got loads of money now, lads. Like enough money that she could have hired a professional to run this Zoom for us. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Puig Group, not a company that initially comes to mind when anyone thinks about who was going to buy her, especially outside of Spain, because they're very much a Spanish-based company. They did get the license. I've done some research. They recently acquired the license to the Christian Louboutin beauty line. Oh. So they've got a finger in some beauty pies. They're largely known for fragrance. And they are also privately owned. So she's sold her privately owned company, or at least the majority stake of it, to another privately owned company, which is interesting. Yeah. When you're privately owned, you don't really have to disclose very much.
All the details. Yeah.
Yeah. But they have a global reach, which gives her an opportunity to expand for sure.
Yeah.
Where did you sit on the Charlotte Tilbury perfume?
I've got to be honest, I never tried it. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? A lot of makeup brands do come out with the scent. And I think like fragrance, I guess from like a marketing perspective, fragrance makes so much sense because it costs so little to make and there's such high markups.
Such
high markups. So I get it. And it's often why like first thing celebrities venture into, because there's very little risk involved in terms of like financial loss. I mean, I've heard it's nice. I feel like the older I get, the more choosy I am with scent. Like I've got some friends who have like vast collections of scents and, you know, kind of like makeup. They're like, oh, it depends what I feel on the day. And I feel like the older I get, I'm like down to three now. There's three that I kind of wear. And it takes something really exciting to kind of make me want to change up. Yeah. And to be honest, I still love Glossier You. I know it's like kind of, you know, most people have got it, but
when I smell that, I always think of you because like, you do wear it a lot. You do wear it a lot.
I do. Well, and one of my friends, she's got it and she was like, it smells like cat piss on me. Why does it smell good on you? And to the point we actually had to do a test once and like put it on each other. And I was like, I'm not going to go as far as it smells like cat piss on you, but it does smell different.
Yeah.
So
I think chemistry, man.
Exactly. So I think like the scent thing is always interesting because it's different on everyone. But I'm not mad about it. I get it. You know, when you're a brand, you want to try new things.
I mean, I'm assuming she says as though she knows anything. I'm wondering if she, I called up my mate Charles. I think mine and Charlotte's relationship has been widely documented.
I know.
I've talked about it. I'm looking at everyone's faces. So I talked about my interactions with Charlotte Tilbury before because they have been exclusively terrible, including the time she physically ran away from me in a Soho house in Toronto when I saw her outside smoking. And that wasn't a plan. I was there for a book signing and she was there to launch the makeup brand. And I went to meet a friend at Soho House who had a membership. And I was like hammered, obviously, after my book signing. And my mate was like, is that Charlotte Tilbury? So I'm like, let's go and have a look. I'm like, all right, Charlotte. And she just literally legged it. It was like, I'm like, we've met on like five occasions.
Love it.
You physically removed yourself from my presence. I get it. It's fine. She makes decent makeup. But I didn't love the perfume. It was very heavy for me. And I know they were like, oh, it's got a pheromone in it that's going to make you irresistible. I'm like, is it? Wasn't for me. But I'm intrigued if she's going to make more perfume because, like you say, it is such an easy way to make money. And I don't think this is pure speculation, but by judging by the amount of time she's given away full bottles of the perfume and used it as promotions on her website, I'm not sure it was the biggest seller in her line. So I'm intrigued if they go through that way. Staying on the Charlotte Tilbury tip, she has
lots of new launches,
launching constantly. Like she's rivaling MAC for how often she launches stuff.
I feel like other brands I'm looking at the minute that have got new launches are MAC. They're one of them. But yeah, Charlotte Tilbury is on it. I do like the fact she's kind of extending lines that work, like what she's done with Pillow Talk. I think, you know, one thing that hopefully we're all much more aware of right now is the idea of kind of not using terms like nude, you know, it's going to use that. It has to be like a nude for everyone. So I think this idea of, you know, when people talk about universally flattering shades, I want to see that rolled out in brands. So that genuinely is a color that suits everyone.
And that's one of the things here with the Love Filter collection that she's launched, which is three lipsticks, which are marketed towards women to use on their wedding day. It's very much pushed as a bridal collection. Bear in mind, everything that's coming out this summer was probably conceived of 18 months ago and had no way of knowing what was going to happen and no way of knowing that lots of weddings summer were not going to happen. So I guess they're pushing it now as that's the Love Filter rather than the wedding collection. But yeah, even one of those is listed, the Wedding Bell shade is listed as the perfect nude pink for all skin types. And like, she herself knows that's not true because she's just extended her Pillow Talk line to have different shades of Pillow Talk to work for different skin tones. So yeah, I think we're going to see that change, but it's just, you've got to keep in mind that everything that's happening now has been planned for so long and is the product of what's been going on for a while. But even like the Magic Cream Light that she's brought out, there's a new serum, I know there's a lip oil as well. It's just a couple new eye quads.
Yeah,
it's just endless. Like, and I know she will have had to put it out because part of her company's valuation will have been based on her projections for this year. So there's no way she could just be like, I'm not going to do it. I think that's one thing that, like, we talked about this in our last episode, right before all this happened. Oh, good. The Bin Man might come. You might all get to hear the Bin Man. What a treat. But we talked about this, about how COVID would change production of product and what was coming out later in the year, but it's also had a big impact on what was already made and was due to come out. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but the Jeffree Star Cremated palette.
Yeah, not great timing.
We'll talk about it later. I've got it. We'll talk about it. Whatever. I know it's a big deal. But even that, like he said, he held it back, but you can't hold it back past a certain point because it's in your projections. Like he has to put it out to sell that product, to make that money. And regardless of your terrible names for your products, like it had to go out. And I think with Charlotte especially, and that makes more sense now, knowing that she was planning to sell, she would have had to put all that product out because it's in her sales projections. And even though everyone's reforecasting this year to say they're going to be down, it doesn't look good when you've just sold 51% of your company for like $600 million to then be like, oh, do you know what, lads? We made 50p because we just didn't put anything out. We just thought, be right, it'll just go off on the shelf.
I think it'll be really interesting as well to see how many brands are going to be pivoting and actually taking on board what customers are asking for. What, you know, many, especially the bigger ones, kind of have no excuse. They should have been much more diverse from the get-go.
Oh,
they
have
no reason not to be. So I think it's going to be interesting now, kind of the race for brands as well to actually execute that, keeping in mind how long it can take to formulate new shades. Yeah. Obviously, the bigger, more expansive brands are going to have way more budget to make that happen quicker. But I think it is going to be interesting because, again, I think now we're seeing more Black-owned beauty brands kind of coming to the forefront of people's knowledge, much more kind of niche indie brands getting their time. You know, I think that's quite exciting. Like, they're kind of the ones that are saying, hey, we already had the genuine kind of universal shades for everyone. We've always been here. And I like that they're getting their moments. So I think there is good coming out of this. Just about keeping that change going and keeping the momentum so that it's not, like we said, you know, making sure it's a movement, not a moment.
And keeping the brands accountable as well, because one thing that's happened the last 2 weeks, and keeping an eye on the business news of stuff, a lot of the brands are now making very public, very loud statements that they're like, we're committing to diversity in X ways. We're committing to this many people on our board or this many new interns and new hires. And it's like, well, it's all well and good to say it now. Like you say, it shouldn't have needed saying, but we're all working, we're all doing the work. It's got to happen. That's, you're doing it, I'm glad you're doing it, but we've got to hold these brands accountable. It can't just be like, you know, I saw Estee Lauder put something out and they've been in all kinds of nightmarish trouble lately because it came out that the CEO of Estee Lauder had been donating to huge amounts of money to the Trump campaign, and a lot of people were upset about that. It was his personal money, it wasn't company money. But still, you spend money at Estee Lauder, you're putting money in his pocket, and then he's putting that money somewhere else. Again, it's the same as anything. Vote with your wallet, like shop where you want your money to end up. But it just feels like, they're going to say, we're going to do this, and we're going to hire more diverse workforce.
Yeah.
But are
I think
they?
That's like, the big test as well. That is the big test, is actually seeing board members, you know, seeing a much more inclusive workforce, because I think that's it. Unless there's people actually sat at the table that can genuinely have that input, it's kind of irrelevant. It's not actually, again, it's kind of like talking the talk but not walking the walk.
Yeah, it's
so
total lip service.
I think I want to see that as well. And I think the pull up shut up challenge is amazing. I think that's, if anyone hasn't seen that, it's a really good Instagram where you can actually go and see the percentage of workforce who's working with which brands, and actually get an idea of genuinely how diverse there are, and especially kind of at things like leadership positions, etc. So really recommend checking that out if you're wanting to kind of get more clue on where to spend your money, who to support. I think, is it called pull up shut up, the actual account?
I don't want to
pull up, is it the pull up stand up? Yeah, we can put it in the show notes.
I'll say it's the other one. So yeah. Like, we'll put it in the show notes.
We'll put it in the show notes, but definitely check that out if you're looking for kind of like, you know, sort of like, and it's actually the brands kind of holding themselves accountable, which is good.
And even like Caroline Hirons, I'm sure most people saw this, did a deep dive into covers and diversity on covers and who's doing the work and who isn't doing the work and who needs to do the work. It's all out there now. This is the thing. It's always been out there, but it's now out there in a way that it's been much easier for people to find it. And you've just got to think about it. And it's, you know, it's really easy to read a PR statement from Estée Lauder saying, oh yeah, we're going to commit to hiring something like 15% more. And I'm like, oh, whew, knock your sons out, lads. But you know, we're going to commit to hiring. And then you read that and you think, oh, they've done it. Okay, great. So I'll just go back to buying my advanced night repair and I won't worry about it anymore. But it's not a case of saying they're going to do it. It's a case of making sure they do do it. Yeah. And that's on us. Like, and I'd say us, I meant me and Harry, like, like less so on yourselves. Cause like, I mean, I don't know, it might be if you feel like calling them up and asking them if they came good on that 6 months from now, I don't think that would hurt anybody, but you might not get through. In fairness, we've got a better shot at getting, although Estee Lauder 50-50. they used to be dead nice.
It used to be,
but it's, I mean, it's good to see it's happening. It's just whether or not it's gonna happen.
We just keeping the movement going. I think that's absolutely what's important, is it's up to, you know, collectively we can make sure people are accountable.
Speaking of movements that are going, actually been going great guns and going absolutely nowhere, which just feels so pointless to talk about right now, but clean beauty continues apace. It won't go. It won't die, Harry. No matter how many people say, but what is clean beauty? It's like, shh.
Well, do you know what I think is interesting? Because obviously in my work, like, there's a lot of talk because of COVID. I'm generally speaking, when pre-COVID, I was very, very close to someone's face. It's a very intimate job. I'm literally in kissing distance, as I'm often told. Yes.
Stop snogging them. I've told you about this before. That's why I have to have a mask. Snogging your clients.
So there's going to be so many changes. And I think what's been interesting is in the makeup industry, and I think you guys must feel this as well, there's definitely been such like a push on sustainability, which is amazing, and recycling. And I think the one thing that's been really interesting I've seen in my side of the industry is almost like there's a really huge push now because of hygiene being of the utmost importance. Again, like more disposables and things like that are kind of really coming back in. And I think they were trying to always be like pushed out of the industry a little bit because of sustainability. So I think that's going to be a really interesting challenge. And even with the clean beauty side of things, this idea of how long something can be affected before it actually goes off, because in my head, if something's clean, it should have like a much quicker sell by date if you're not adding things like preservatives, etc. So I think it's gonna, for me, that's one thing I'm really interested to see how COVID is going to affect the clean beauty industry, because yes, they are a huge percentage of growth within the beauty industry. But I do think it's going to be interesting. Like I said, you know, I think a lot of clean beauty brands do focus as well on sustainability. And I'm really fascinated to see, you know, in terms of materials being used. I mean, I know even people like Victoria Beckham, I'm seeing a lot of beauty brands now even make sure their packaging inside the boxes. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like that thing you put it in water and it like dissolves.
Yeah, it's anyone seen cornstarch, I believe.
Yeah, so the I'm seeing.
And you can make it out of like bamboo. Yes. Sugar cane and
So I'm seeing packaging definitely being something that some brands are taking more on board, which is great. But I am curious to see, like I said, how it's going to affect in terms of hygiene and, you know, lasting ability is not a word, but that's what's in my head.
It is now. I think you mean sustainability.
That's the one.
I'll take either, because I'm literally make up words for a living. So
there we go.
I say it's fine.
She's the brains.
And we're all fucked. No, but in clean beauty news, Beauty Counter, which is going to be a brand a lot of our US listeners know, I think probably fewer of our UK listeners, but Beauty Counter is pretty much, they're a direct-to-consumer brand, and would balk at the term MLM, multi-level marketing, but they do use ambassadors and micro-influencers.
I've worked with them. Hands up, I have worked with them.
Yeah, and I know a bunch of people who use them.
Yeah, the stuff's really good.
Really like them. Yeah. So they are going into Sephora, which is actually massive news from a business perspective. It's like really huge news to go from DTC and MLM, me and my acronyms, going into Sephora. And they're going to be on the website from July 7th and in store from August 7th, which is kind of huge.
I mean, the products definitely are like that kind of nice leeway into like a professional type product. So I feel like the price point's good, but you actually get really high quality products. So I'm a big fan of the eyeshadows. I actually really like their brushes as well. That was something when I worked with them. The brushes are fantastic. So I think that's going to, I mean, they're definitely having quite a lot of excitement around their brand at the minute. And I think Sephora will only kind of support that more. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I've got a friend who was like diehard Lancôme for her whole life. Like her mom used Lancôme, so she used Lancôme, has never used anything but Lancôme for skincare, makeup, everything. She's one of those people that like likes what she likes and she likes a Lancôme. And she switched to it because a friend was selling it and gave her the starter pack, and is just, it's been like 2 years now. Every time I see her, she's like, have you tried that? I'm like, shut up. Do not ask me again. But she loves it, and she's got.
This is kind of like, this wasn't planned. I feel like very like hashtag not spawn right now. But I actually have right here. This is the eyeshadow palette that I use the most. This one. And one thing that I have to share, because it's little things that really excite me. Look, can you see? Does anyone else get pet peeve when you're using your eyeshadow palette and then the mirror gets really dirty? Look what they did, which I think is clever. So you can actually put the mirror when you travel so the mirror doesn't get dirty. Small pleasures. I just wanted to, yeah, it's quite clever. When I saw that, I was like, oh, that's like just a little extra. Just thought throw that in there.
Quite pleased with that.
She was pleased with that. Yeah, it's what I made earlier.
And as on the similar note, Credo Beauty, which is a standalone store brand here in
more high end, isn't it? It's quite
well, guess where they're going? They're collaborating with Ulta.
Didn't see that coming.
Wouldn't have seen it coming, would you? Wouldn't have seen it coming. So there's going to be a Credo end cap in Ulta quite shortly. It's interesting. Ulta are definitely trying to expand their high-end brands. They've got Elemis in there now.
Yeah.
They've got Chanel fragrances.
I feel like, does anyone else find with Ulta though? I definitely find there's a lot of brands I hear it in there, but depending on what Ultas you go to, I've never managed to find like one Ulta that has everything. Like sometimes you're like, oh my God, they've got this now. And I get really excited to go. And then it's the one brand they don't stock.
Yeah. You know,
that I really want to see.
Is super picked over all the time as well.
Yeah.
There's one in, I mean, it's in Burbank. It's not, there is another one in Hollywood-ish area.
That's but no one wants to go there. Ask them.
No one wants to go there. There's no parking. It's an absolute nightmare. Everything you've heard about LA is true. No one wants any part of it. The one out in Burbank is right next to a Walmart. So there is all of the parking. There's like it's like all of the parking for all of LA is just in this one spot on Victory in Burbank. So you can always park at that Ulta, but they never have anything. They never have anything. I always end up ordering online. But yeah, it's interesting to see that they're taking the Credo route. If they're going into clean, they're trying to go in. They're borrowing someone else's credibility. You know, it seems like by teaming up with Credo and I'm interested to see what they get.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
More news, actual product new news. Actual
product new news. I have some product new news as well.
Oh my God, imagine. There's been so much. This is something that some people have asked us about a couple of times. So Fenty has also not stopped launching, which we enjoy because I'm just going to say because it's always really good. I feel like 50% of the time I'm mildly disappointed in everything Fenty brings out, but I'm still pumped for it coming out. What is wrong with me? Harry, can you explain?
It's all right. You're a monster. Oh, yeah. It's fine. That's what you do.
I'm happy to say at least the cream blushes and the cream bronzers that came out were really good.
Yeah, beautiful.
I thought they were nice. I thought they were nice shades. I liked the texture. There's the bin mum. They were little. I thought because the cream bronzers looked really big and the cream blushes looked normal, and then they felt like they were like not. But I did like them. I thought they made a nice pigment and it was sheer enough to blend out. But you could build it up to, like, if you wanted to. That's going to communicate really well on the podcast. That's a technical term that
I like that they're bringing out more minis as well. I feel like I have a lot of their loose powders in my pro kit, and I don't know why, but I'd never realized until recently they do the mini version. So I went to town on those, Lindsay. Yeah, brought pretty much every shade in miniature.
I've got my shade in the loose powder and I do like it, but I don't find myself using it as often. But then I'm not a big loose powder person, in fairness.
Yeah, it's more a pro kit thing for me. Rather, I'm not a big on powder myself, but I use it in my pro kit.
One thing I am very excited about is the new lipsticks that are coming from Fenty, which we don't have because they were delayed.
Yes.
They were supposed to launch last week, and they have been delayed. So we haven't got our mitts on them yet, but they are the Slip Shine. I am going to have to read my notes. The Slip Shine Sheer Shiny Lipstick. That's too many words.
That's a lot of words.
It's too many words. But there are 10 shades. They are $22 in the US, 19 quid in the UK. I haven't got the other prices as yet, but that's pretty comparable. That seems like the same amount of money. I'm excited for these. I've seen a couple of reviews because, like I say, they got held up, so they're not all here yet. But they look nice. It's so weird, isn't it? Because shiny lips... sheer shiny lips were clearly going to be the big trend because everyone's brought out new lip glosses, and there's the new Dior sheer shiny lipstick. Is it the Halo?
And the Rosewood collection. They've kind of like extended, doing like another.
Everyone was bringing out a sheer shiny lipstick, and then surprise, face masks.
They look really nice though. The colors look really good actually.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They look beautiful. I think really wearable for everyone, but it's just really sad because. If you put that onto your face mask, it's going to be all over your chops. You look like the Joker by the end of it.
Well, I think the thing is, sheeny lipsticks are always nice because they're easy. And for me, I do prefer a sheeny one when I'm kind of not got a mirror. And I don't know. I just feel like they're a bit more forgiving. You don't have to think about it as much.
I think of it like
a lip balm. That's kind of where my head's always at when I've got.
That's
like
my happy
lipstick.
Place is a cross between a lip balm and a lipstick. But I'm sad for everyone that. Put together these beautiful, well thought out collections, and then we'll sell roughly two of them for the rest of this year. But face masks are important. This is the time when we take out for the full coverage PSA. we need to be wearing them because they will stop you catching terrible disease. They're here, so that's exciting. The Fenty Slip Shines. As soon as we get them, we'll put them on Instagram so you can see the swatches.
They look really
pretty.
So MAC has, we all remember Strobe. I feel like, does everyone remember MAC Strobe Cream? I feel like it's such a classic. It's like, I think probably one of like the first 10 products I ever brought when I started out as a makeup artist. Because it was like, have you got Strobe Cream? You can like do everything with it. You can put it on your face, on your body, mix it into foundation. It almost feels like the same kind of, well, yes. It's like the cult status of like Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream. I feel like Cream is like special place in Beauty Hall of Fame. So MAC has brought out Strobe Face Glaze. I don't know why that felt hard to say. I was looking at too many letters and being like,
it's because everything is hard to say.
It's the pressure of everyone watching me talk. But there's, I think there's a couple of shades. There's like the kind of more pink iridescent, the more golden iridescent. For me, I love a glaze. I like a kind of glazy donut, slightly sweaty looking skin. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. So this is much more of a sheen rather than a shimmer or a glitter. They're quite small tubes, I think, compared to like the standard Strobe. But I think they're going to be really pretty. And especially if you are already used to using something like Strobe and the normal MAC Strobe cream, you can definitely add it to your foundation. You can add it on top. You can use it as a mixing medium. It's a really, really flexible product. So the original for me, actually, when I look back now, it does shift a bit too pink and a bit too silvery. So I love that they're adding in kind of more tones and almost taking it up a notch. So it is that more of like a glaze finish.
Yeah. I love the original, don't you?
You love the original.
It's me.
I love it on other people, but whenever I wear it on me, I'm just like, no, it's too pink on me.
Well,
and it does.
A warm tone though that I think.
At the minute.
I get it. You've got a lovely warm tone to your skin.
I know, but do you know what's funny? I feel like my skin shifts a lot. In winter, I lose a lot of my yellow undertone and I do go more pink again, like in winter.
Is
like more red comes through in my cheeks.
Weird?
Yeah.
It's witchcraft. It's magic. Witchcraft. Your skin actually changes color. It does. That's insane.
And my hair was wet when we started. So in the next, like the microphone's keeping my hair down because it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and just turn into a massive mushroom by the end of this.
I had to straighten mine to prevent literally the same thing. It is just like the saddest state of affairs. It's a bad time, but it's fine. It's all great. Everything's amazing. Two new mascaras to talk about that I have right here with me for show and tell.
Oh,
so exciting. One is the first one is the Marc Jacobs At Lashed.
Oh, I've heard I won't so much about this.
But I want to.
Is it good? Is it good, Lindsay?
How sexy it is. It looks it's like very sexy. A sexy Beetlejuice. It's black and gold stripes and it's just dead fit.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. Handy. I am wearing it right now.
Okay.
I really love it.
More than Velvet Noir, though.
I'm going to take you through the differences.
All right, go on then. I'm too excited.
Take you through the difference.
Go on then.
The first time I tried it, I made a first impressions video, like just messing about with makeup a couple of weeks ago. And I literally opened the box and tried it on. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's a nice everyday. It's supposed to be volume and lengthening, it says on the box, which I also have somewhere. She says, covered in desk is a nightmare. Yes, lifting and volumizing. It's not lengthening, lifting and volumizing, it says. I would say it is more lifting and lengthening. Okay. I think if you want volumizing, you want Velvet Noir, which okay. is one of my favorite mascaras. I absolutely love it. But this is just so pretty. For you can't tell because my brow is currently 14 inches lower than it was previously because no Botox. But like, Jeff keeps going like, why do you look so concerned all the time? I'm like, it's not, this is just my face. You married someone very different, sir. So it's totally fine. It's great. I look brilliant and I'm totally fine with it. It's definitely more lengthening than volumizing, but it's really pretty and true to all mascara form. A week after I had first used it, it is now peak performance and I genuinely love it. I've been using it all the time. It's so good for really long, pretty, it's fluffy but not you know how when you say volume, like the story behind Velvet Noir is that Marc Jacobs used to watch his mom take a razor blade to a velvet ribbon before she went out clubbing in New York back in the Warhol days, and she would take the fibers.
We knew what you meant. We're with you
and like dust them onto her mascara in between layers to build it up. So the idea is that they are very false lash inspired, very full, thick, heavy lashes. This is more like a really fluffy, pretty lash. Like it's like if you had the greatest natural eyelashes of all time. And I really like it. It lasts really well. It doesn't transfer, doesn't rub. I haven't put it through a workout or anything, but it also doesn't pretend, like I haven't put anything through a workout lately. But it doesn't pretend you can put it through a workout. But as a day-to-day lash, like, No difficult eyes.
Okay, well, I'll try it and I'll be the judge of that. I'm the ultimate test.
I think you'll really like it, but you have got to give it that week, which is annoying. And then I feel like that with all mascaras. I know. I've also got, speaking of, it's gone a bit mucky. It's gone a bit mucky because of the plastic. I've got the Huda Beauty Legit Lashes Mascara, which is double-ended, which I just can't say in a normal like you just can't, can you? Like it's a double under.
There's a few people going,
So it's got two ends. Let's just say that. It's got two brushes. So it has a curl and lengthen and a volume end. So you can see it screws out and there's one brush
That's a good brush. I like that.
A big fat hourglass sort of shaped brush.
Nice.
Really fat and it's bendy. We like bendy. This is why we don't do this live, you guys.
Literally, there's far too many. We could have made this a drinking game full coverage, actually. That should be another Zoom episode where we have like a beauty / drinking game. Emma's like, I'm doing it.
And then this is the curl and lengthen end, which as you can see is more of the, like, they're real inspired. It's because yeah.
Is that quite a solid brush as well?
Yes, like
quite,
this one is not as, this one isn't really bendy at all. It's not bendy. This one's solid. It's plastic little nubs on it. It hasn't got any sort of flex to it. So the idea is you put on the very bendy, huge volume brush. Oh, it does make a good noise. Now this is an ASMR podcast. So that's their bendy. You put that on and then you comb through with the curl and lengthen. Please excuse me while I clear my throat.
Ooh, I know, I just did the same.
Dead
I was
bad
like...
allergies. Dead bad. But yeah, so you use the volume, then you comb through with the curl and lengthen. Now, the first time I used it, it was extremely wet. It's a very, very, very wet formula. As you can imagine, it's Huda. The idea is full-blown glam. It's not for me because I didn't love the idea. So I'm trying to say it's not a bad mascara. If you are looking for like a full on big major glam mascara.
Is it like Nadine Baggett's stripper lash? Is it what she would want?
Is what it might be. But the thing is, it was really wet, and it's even a week later, I still get transference onto my upper eyelid right. when I'm putting it on, which I don't with the Mark. And that's like my biggest thing with mascara. I always get transference onto my eyelid. You want it onto your eyelash. You don't want it on your eyelid. And this transfers onto my upper eyelid and my lower. So it gets a bit messy. Plus, I just find it a bit weird that they're like, this is the curl side, this is the volume side. I'm like, it's the exact same mascara. It's just a different brush on each end. And the volume side, when I first put it on, was so clumpy because the brush is massive.
Massive.
I've got little eyes. They're just little. I'm just like, it could have done four of my eyes in one swipe. It was just so clumpy. And then when I tried to go back over it with the curl and lengthen, there was just way too much formula on it. Yeah. So I did it again, wiping off the formula, and it looked better. And I left it a week.
That's a lot of work.
It looked better. Do you know what I mean? I'm not paying like 20 quid to work that hard.
No.
That's my issue with it. Like, I think it could be, and it is ostensibly a really good product if you want it to do what you want it to do. So I'm not knocking it because that's what we always say on Full Coverage. It's like, if it does what it says on the tin, fill your boots. Even if it's not for us, it's a good product. But for me personally, it was just like way too much hard work, despite the fact it's a double ender, which who doesn't enjoy that? But it was a lot of money and a lot of work. And I just ultimately preferred the Marchix.
Yeah. It happens.
And there is the end of my TED talk on mascaras.
Loves it. Should we do questions yet, Lindsay? Is that all of our new news?
We've got a couple of other things that I just wanted to mention that have come in that I really liked because I can't shut my own mouth.
Do it, do it.
One is just like dead good. It's a new cream liquid blush from Ciate. have you got these yet?
Yes,
you've
got I've these got them.
Yet. Wait, I thought these were very up your strasse.
Yes, love
this is
them.
The dewy blush. So this one's still in its box, but it's a bit battered. And this love is it them. Out of the blush. Obviously, as you can tell, it's very much in a cloud paint cheek heat.
But very different paint. Cloud paint,
but
I think.
Very different.
Yeah.
It says it's a glossy cheek tint. And it is. Is it glossy? Because once it's in my skin, it just is.
I find on me, it gives me glazed donut look.
If I put enough on to get the glaze, I look like Aunt Sally. Like the pigment in this is the watermelon shade. The pigment, it's my perfect shade. It's a perfect blue pink. It looks, I'm wearing it now. Like I'm not wearing a ton and like lighting. But I love it. It's like my prettiest shade. I really, really love it. I've been wearing it all the time. Goes on a dream over foundation or on bare skin. Like I just really like it. But you have to use so tiny of an amount. Yeah. Otherwise you're like it's hard. And then once it's on, it's on.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to buff over it and you've made a work for yourself. But I really love it. I just didn't know I get that it's a glazing, that it's more of a gel sheer formula. It doesn't make sense because I'm saying it's highly pigmented, but it still feels sheer. And I think
there's still
a
translucency.
A
I think there's still like it's pigmented, but the translucency means that it kind of lasts, and that's what I like about it. I feel like the translucent, like if you had to compare it to like cloud paint and be like, how is it different? For me, on my skin, and again, obviously, depending on your skin type will make it look different anyway, but on my skin, cloud paint definitely dries down more matte. I don't really get a lot of glow when I wear cloud paint. I love the way it looks, and it is like a sort of, I feel like cloud paint feels a little bit thicker in consistency, like between my fingers, whereas this has like more slip.
And this is more of a gel cream. But I really love it.
Coconut's my favorite. I think it's coconut. It's the one, the palest.
I knew it would be.
Do you love it?
That's that one. That's why it's still in its box, because I know it's not going to show up on my face, but or I'll look
one
like
for
I've
me.
Washed myself with a tea bag. So I was like, we'll pass that over. But yeah, I really, really like that. I think that's definitely worth your money.
Yeah, really nice.
And then I've also got, I've got no voice today. So this is very specifically a product for people who are bleaching their hair. You know,
I was like,
what
is it?
I see you all. We've all got 18 different shades of hair on our head right now. And the blonde bit is the worst bit because we can't cut it and it's buggered. So this is a conditioner I bought on a whim because I was like, well, it won't work, will it? As you can see, I've used half the bottle. So apparently it did. It's Redken Extreme Bleach Recovery Lamellar Treatment or Treatment. The same. I don't know why it's got French in it. I guess they sell it in Canada. So it's a conditioner, but it's like a water, Harry. Listen.
I thought it was going to be the Lancome Bioface you got there with the nozzle. I was like, it comes with a nozzle.
The nozzle. That's the only bit I actually like can't get on with. So it's a conditioner, but it's like just slightly more viscous than water.
Right.
And you just wash your hair normally and then you put this on. And then you rub it into a lather and then you wash it out normally. And I was like, it will have done nothing because I feel like I've just washed my hair in piss. I hadn't washed my hair in piss. I had in fact washed it with magic because it's amazing. It's really good. And if I were a professional, I would have like researched what this formula is. L'Oreal also have something out in the same vein, that's a lamellar. I've got an A in French. This is why our school system is broken. But it's really, 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 really good. I really, really like it. I'm going to get the treatment cream as well. The only thing I will say is it's really hard to apply when you first start because it's got these little markers on it saying this is how much you need to use. I'm like, oh, that's really helpful when it's upside down on top of my in the shower.
Jeff, come watch. Stop.
Absolutely not. It would be, someone would come out with a broken leg. And also like the nozzle makes it quite tricky because you've got to like turn the nozzle, turn it upside down without spilling it. So the way I've worked out to do it is to like wet my hair after I've shampooed it, then cup it all behind my head like that and then pour it on. So you just pour it directly into the wet mass of nightmare that is my hair in its current state. And it's dead good. It's really light. It doesn't weigh it down. It's just like a dream. And then I just had two things. I'm sorry, Harry.
I love it. No, you're just so much more professional than I am. I always think I'm good when I've got two things.
Who doesn't know how to stop. I've got this came today. This came today. The Urban
Decay. What is that? Ultra-
I'm like, woohoo! I don't know why I'm celebrating. Yours is totally on its way, isn't it? If mine came this morning. It's the Urban Decay Ultraviolet Naked Palette. It's purple eyeshadow palette from Urban Decay. I'm literally opening it.
One thing I do love, right before
I sat down.
One thing I do love about Urban Decay Naked is that they've managed to make every single colour naked.
Everything's naked.
Like it started off as like just the idea of like naked skin tones. And now it's like purple naked, yellow naked, pink naked. What could be more naked than purple?
Like this one and this one, maybe. And like, I guess this one as well on very dark skin tones. So
they don't just call it the purple palette.
They can't do that. They've committed to a theme and I respect it. It's really pretty. I haven't tried it yet. Feels
that's
hefty,
nice colors.
Hefty.
Yeah.
Really, really pretty colors. And I'm in it twice. And I will say Urban Decay, one thing they have done recently, which I've been really impressed, is they have massively, massively cut down on their PR packaging.
Yes, so they have. They've
used to be one of the worst for sending out a truck full of crap to your house to
plastic
be like, we've got
cherries.
A lipstick
the great size of your head.
Cherry, the giant plastic cherry that when we moved, Jeff was like, absolutely not. And I was like, it's my biggest, stupidest PR thing I've ever had. And now they literally just send you the product and they let you know before they're sending it. So you can opt in or out, which is really great. Yeah. They really have taken responsibility for that.
Yeah, they've massively changed. Totally respect like Lindsay them. Said, they do say like, you know, which shade is your shade? So we don't send you everything. Definitely a lot better on the sustainable front there.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're going to answer some of your questions that you sent in some questions for us. So we're going to answer those because I feel like people have got places to be and other things to do that aren't just listening to me. I'm so sorry. I haven't left the house since March 13th.
Like, it's very exciting seeing other people, even if it is just on a computer screen. It's very, very exciting, I have to say.
Mad. It's
very
just
exciting.
Like, I literally haven't been anywhere, but I think the supermarket and CVS, like, so long.
I know. I know.
Living that dream. Right. Do you want to start?
I can start. Yeah. Okay. So this is from Audrey. I'm trying to see if Audrey, I don't know which screen. She might be on one of the other screens. I don't know how I switched.
There's a little arrow at the
side. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm going to see if Audrey's on.
Could be that Audrey just sent a question and then.
Oh, wait, I'm going the wrong way. That's where. If there's Audrey on here, throw your hands up in the air.
Audrey wants no part of our nonsense.
Oh, some people don't have their videos on.
Okay.
So I'll just answer the question and we'll have a lovely time. Okay, so Audrey, she asks, I love the effortless light medium coverage, slap it on with your fingers, Glossier Cool Girl, just woke up like this aesthetic. I like that. It's like a generalized, like a sum up of that aesthetic. But I'm an oily ass bitch. This is brilliant. Living in a hot, humid place. I love it. I feel like in my posh English accent as well. That was great. It was like, I'm a hot, was it? An oily ass bitch.
My name's Harriet and I'm an oily ass
I'm an oily ass bitch. So she lives in a hot, humid place. Any recommendations for soft matte, non-full coverage glam products to achieve this or cream products that aren't so dewy? I don't need help in the dew department. Okay. Let's think. So base-wise, I feel like, now, again, I think it depends how much, if you want the kind of not too much coverage, I still think the Laura Mercier, like oil-free tinted moisturizer is great. That's always a really good one for like super, super like minimal coverage. I'm keeping in mind that you don't want the dewiness. Again, it's funny, we were talking about things like the Glossier Cloud Paint. I feel like they're quite good for getting a little bit of that. I mean, obviously it is Glossier. You know, that kind of cool girl kind of like, just a little bit, a hint of color. I like that you can mix the cloud paints really easily as well together. What else would I recommend for hot, humid country? I don't know if Clarins used to do an amazing matte foundation. I think it was called Evermatte.
They did the Everlasting.
Do they still do
Everlasting
that?
Everlasting matte. I used to use that.
I think it was called Evermatte and it was in like a squeezy so tube. And that was really, really good for like lightweight matte coverage.
There's a Bobbi Brown. Like? Bobbi Brown just recently brought out a powder, liquid to powder foundation, which I haven't tested. We haven't had testers in, but it's got pretty good reviews from what I've seen of it, and it is liquid to powder, so it's easy to apply, because I felt like a lot of powder foundations themselves, and I know they're coming back again. Can we just all agree that powder foundations are not, like, we don't need them, and we can...
I'm always confused by them when brands send me them. Yeah, I always confused by them.
La Mer are bringing one out. Like, La Mer are making a powder foundation. La Mer, which is a brand largely aimed at older women.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring out a powder foundation. Stop taking people's money for things that don't work. they might end up discontinuing it in, like, 2 weeks. Like, the Urban Decay brought out a bunch, like, I want to say 5 years ago. And then they just...
Oh, I've just, sorry, to add to that, actually, I've just thought the Omar foundation, that one is like a skin finish. So I don't know if I would say it's like super lightweight. It's definitely going to fall more into the medium category, mm-hmm. but their foundation comes in 51 shades. And theirs is definitely described as like a true skin finish that is like a soft matte. So that might be a really nice one to try, actually, because I've been playing with that at the minute and I really like that. And I think, can you buy that in Ulta or is it just online?
It's in Ulta as well. Yeah.
I think it is in Ulta. Yeah. Again, can't guarantee which Ulta it will be in, but it is available, I think, on Ulta online and their own website.
Yeah, so it definitely is available on Ulta and their website. Even I would recommend for cheeks, I would even recommend the Dewy Blush, the glossier that we just talked about, because it's not going to be glossy, but it's going to give you like a healthy sheen that's going to sit. Because that's the thing as well, is when your skin, you're always going to get some glow, I feel like. If you're a naturally glowy person, I am naturally glowing right now. Just can't have the AC on and it is wham. so I feel like when I know I'm going to end up more glowy than not, like I'll try and use products that will work with that. And I feel like these Dewy blushes would work with your glow rather than against it. They're not going to go patchy like a powder blush, if that makes sense. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just leaving the room. Like, it makes so little sense, Lindsay. I'm leaving the room. Aisha says, during lockdown, you've been reading books on skincare and makeup. It is a good screen break while learning about topics you love. This is true. Do we have any skincare or book recommendations? I don't have... I was like, what skincare books have I read? And then I realized the answer was none, because I'm an imbecile. But Caroline's book will be out really soon, so
I was gonna say
I'm gonna give that that's the one, really. Isn't it? I mean, save your pennies until it's out really soon. It was supposed to be out in April, it got moved back to June. I'm waiting for my copy. I am waiting like this, like full Mr. Burns wait. I do feel like I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this because it hasn't been announced, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. No one's watching this from my publisher. I checked. I'm like, oh, thanks for the support, lads. Me and Caroline are doing an event together in August for both of our books. So my book will be out and her book will be out, and we're going to do a Zoom event like this, but like even more ridiculous, I imagine. And hopefully moderated, I believe, by Ms. Emma Gunn. So it will be me, and Caroline, and Emma, and it will be free. And I'll send you all the details once it's out. Been trying to pin Caroline down because it's her birthday week, so like well, when you've got a minute and it's not your birthday, can you come and do this? So that will be after her book is out, so you'll be able to ask her tons of questions from the book. But it is by all accounts, we've got the same publisher and loads of people that have read it, and by all accounts it's a corker.
Yeah, I've seen a few sneak peeks and it looks really good, what I've seen.
Yeah. I think that's going to be honestly, I would, if before the book is out, until the book is out, rather than buy another book, I would just go to Caroline's website. Like, she's got so much information there on skincare. Yeah. It's such a resource. It's so great. That's mostly, if I have a question and I can't ask like my doctor or anyone about my skin, like I'll just go to Caroline. I mean, I'll ask Caroline and then she'll like piss off and read my website. But she'll just like check her website first, because she's probably already got an answer. And she is fantastic.
I also would add to that, I'm just checking I'm getting her spelling right on Instagram. So the other blogger who I don't know if she would classify herself as a blogger or educator, but she has a PhD in chemistry, is Michelle Wong from Beauty Science. I don't know if anyone follows her, Lab Muffin Beauty Science.
Lab Muffin.
Yeah, she's amazing. So again, like we were saying, I can't say I'm actually reading any kind of skincare books at the minute, but if ever I want to kind of like debunk myths and kind of look at actually getting like really good factual evidence, then I really, really recommend. I think she has a YouTube channel as well, but I love her Instagram and her blog. She has loads of really good resources. So that's a great one if you're looking to kind of like fact check and actually get like a reliable source. Yep.
Lab Muffin for life. She's so great.
Lab Muffin Beauty Science on
She knows
Instagram.
Like actual science. It's not like she's legit. We can't spell words. She actually knows science.
Yes. Really, really love her stuff. Her videos are great.
We've also got, I'm very aware of the time and that we said this would be an hour, so we're going to try and wrap up. Should we do one more question and then the other questions we'll answer in the group that we don't get to answer for you? Do you want to pick a question?
Okay. Oh, no pressure. Okay.
I'm putting it all on you because I didn't.
I know. I'm like, oh God. Oh God.
I'll make a terrible parent.
Okay. So this is quite a good question. So Marion says, how do you best color match your foundation online, especially the undertone? Sometimes what a brand describes as cool turns out to be very yellow, etc. I find it very difficult to decide which color I am just from pictures, swatches, descriptions online. Here in Switzerland, I can't return any makeup that's already opened. So I have to get the color right if I don't want to spend lots of money on foundations I cannot wear. First of all, I can only imagine how frustrating that is, Marion, that you can't return product. Because I think it's funny actually as well, when I look back to being in England, I think it's actually a lot harder to return makeup as well. And that's something I so take for granted now living in the States, that it's just so much easier. For me, if I'm trying to look for kind of swatches, I will, again, I just kind of go down the YouTube route and I'll look for anyone that's doing swatches and try and see it on as many different skin tones. I think with brands' own swatches, there are definitely some brands that are better than others. There is a website. Oh my God, what is it called? I'll find out and I'll put it in the show notes, but there is a website where you can actually put any existing foundation you already wear and it will tell you. Yeah, there's a couple now, I think, and it will actually tell you like the equivalent in different brands, so it will kind of like shade match you depending on a brand you already know and wear. So that would kind of be my go-to. I think it's so hard with photos because, again, like you said in your question, like sometimes what looks neutral ends up being way more yellow and vice versa. So I think I would just try and get as many different examples of the product being swatched, whether that's YouTube, blogs, and also, you know, get pictures in daylight. Don't just look at something in studio light, because that will make it look a lot softer and more likely to flatter, whereas daylight's a bit more. I think the other thing as well with swatches that I find hard is until you blend a product in, you know, products look so different when they're blended in. I think when people just do like kind of the swatch where it's a swipe, you can look at it and go, wow, that's way too light for me. But then when you start to blend it in, it actually is the right tone. So definitely check out that website and, you know, try and find someone who's actually not just doing swatches on their arm, but actually applying it to their face, I would say.
The Spectacular group chat has answered our questions for us.
Oh,
is the website, I think it's the one you were thinking of, it's the one I was thinking of, was foundation.com.
that's it. Foundation. Yes, yes.
And also I would add to that the Temptalia. If you read Temptalia, she is she has a great foundation matrix, and also amazing for dupes as well. So
yeah,
we love a Temptalia, we love a foundation.
Yes, that was it. Foundation. I knew it had resources. Something that sounded like foundation within the name.
It's a pun. We love a pun, as if you've not noticed. It's time to do.
I think like everyone, can we like unmute everyone and make everyone sing it? Is now, that possible?
We? That is the question.
Can we do that?
I believe I can.
Look, everyone's like getting all warmed up, like, oh, it's the moment.
I'm like, can I? Participants on entry. I can allow them to unmute themselves. Okay. So shall I allow you to unmute yourself?
Yeah, I feel like everyone unmute yourself and we can do highlight we can of the do week because that's going to be hysterical.
But then I've got to work out whether or not I can remute you. So if I can't remute you, you're just going to have to like dead behave yourselves for 2 minutes while we do the highlights of the week. Allow you. So I'm going to allow participants to unmute themselves. We're opening Pandora's box, people. Ooh! We're in. So you should be able to unmute yourselves now.
Okay. I can see. And I'm seeing.
Oh, it's happening! It's happening! This is very exciting. It's a lot of pressure.
I
look forward to everyone's dog barking.
I do. Should we do a 1, 2, 3?
Let's do a 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. One, two, three. Highlight of the week.
I think that just about did it.
Love it. I was like the ultimate harmony.
Feel free to remute yourself. I think that is the case.
You've had your 10 seconds of fame. That's it.
We tried. Oh, everyone's a delight. I apologize for everything that's happened.
That was brilliant.
I felt that was very special. Harriet, what is your highlight of the week?
That wasn't my highlight of the week. Oh my goodness. Okay, my highlight of the week is, that was fantastic, guys, honestly. It is the Omar Beauty. I'm just obsessed with this brand. It's so good.
So
and
nice.
I wish I'd found it sooner. Shame on me for not finding it sooner. This is the Double Take Sculpt and Strobe Duo Stick in Honey Honey. I'm going to get more shades that are lighter because I actually brought most
of these
in my pro kit.
I've got the fairest one on its way.
Have you got the fairest one?
I'm dead excited.
So I did a key worker tutorial on my Instagram last night, which is saved under Holly. So if you want to see this in action, I've been using this as like a bronzer. oh, losing my voice. And I love, you guys know, we've made it quite obvious. I love a glazed, sexy, sheeny, sweaty, all the gross things, basically. Well, that's what I like to look like. And the highlighters in these, especially if you have a deeper skin tone, deeper complexion, are so good. Like, they're the perfect amount of golden without being just yellow. They're just like really soft, really subtle. There's no shimmer in it or kind of glitter. It is literally even finer than a pearl finish. It is a gleam. Love them. I love how diverse the shade range is. And I think when I bought this, this was $15 instead of $30. It was like half price. Yeah, so if you can still get them while they're on offer, they are an absolute bargain. There's a ton of product. So one end is a contour, one end is a highlight. On this one, I wear this more as like a cream bronzer on me. Lasts really nicely. I even used a bit of it through my eyes yesterday and it lasted really nicely. So what you got, Lindsay?
Can I be a terrible person?
Have you got
two?
Five?
No, what? I have. I could easily. I've got two, but only because I had one and then post came this morning and I started playing with the other thing and I was like, it's so nice. So what it was going to be, which we can talk about anytime, is the Pixie On The Glow blush sticks. Which are relatively new from Pixie. They look like a tiny deodorant. I enjoy that. But it goes on your face.
Love it.
So it's, yeah, it's really pretty.
That reminds me of old Ruby Millie. Yeah. Look, do you remember the old Ruby?
It's very, yeah, very, very like the Ruby and Millie face. Wasn't that a face glaze?
It was something like that.
I apologize to everybody that's enjoying the words face glaze. But it was like, but it's really nice because you can like do it from cheekbone and push up because it's this nice sort of...
I like a multi-purpose
shape. Yeah, it's really lovely. And it's just really, I'm not wearing it. I'm wearing the CRT today. But yeah, it's nice on lips. It's really nice multi-purpose. There's a couple of different shades. I really like it. Pixie's a brand that I really love. And I feel like...
Same here.
I acknowledge it, but then I don't think about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's such good. They have such good products. Endless silky eye pencil.
Yeah, amazing. So good. I have got the little palette as well, the little face palette that's very like the Charlotte Tilbury face palette.
And their crayons. Crayons are great.
A fraction of the price, people. A fraction.
Yeah.
And then these came today and usurped it. Usurped it, I say.
What is it?
It's from Bitter Lace Beauty. So this is one of the black-owned indie brands that I purchased from.
Yes.
And it's come in no time. It's amazing. So they're eyeshadow and highlighter singles. They come in these little cardboard sleeves, and then you pop them out, pop out the individual pans and put them in your... They're very well packaged. They're very well packaged. Put them in your own like Z palette or whatever. They're decent size pan. And this is buried treasure. And this is what I've got on my eyes today, she said.
Oh, like you can really see it when you close your eyes.
It's really pretty. It's like the prettiest. We all know where I'm going with this. It's a nude dip color, like my kingdom for a nude dip that's not nude dip. But this is so lovely.
That's lovely.
And I tried not to ruin the print, but it's you can't see because I'm doing it cack-handed, to quote my granddad. But it's honestly, it's on my eyes, so you can see it on my eyes, but it's really, really, really pretty. That one is buried treasure. And then this one I haven't put on my eyes yet, but I swatched it, and sweet Mother Mary, Jesus, all of those things. I'm not Catholic, so I don't know how it goes. But this one I cannot wait to get on my eyes. This is Sparkling Spiderweb, which I nearly couldn't buy because I'm scared of spiders. It's vegan, cruelty free, and look at this.
Look at that
bad boy. So it's like a black base with rainbow. I mean
that's beautiful.
And it's got, has it got a little bit of fallout because it's like packed?
Yeah, but that's gorgeous.
But that
almost looks like creamy. That is nice.
Call McMandy. Call her up right now. I demand a live recognition.
Should have got her on, really, shouldn't I? Then you could have all met McMandy.
We should. McMandy will be on episode two.
She'd be far too much trouble. I don't trust.
She can't be trusted.
No, not with technology.
She'd have her fingers in pies and like unmuting everybody and playing with the dog. Call McMandy.
Literally.
But honestly, they're so pretty. I just like, I can't get over that black.
Yeah, that is gorgeous. Like, I want it.
It's going to look amazing in like a big eye. So I'm really excited. They were sold out of a ton of stuff I found them when I was looking for Black-owned indie brands, and a great resource if you're looking for indie brands to support is the Indie Mood on Instagram. I know loads of people obviously follow Trend Mood. Everyone looks at Trend Mood. That's literally everyone's job if you care about beauty, is to look. We've met her. We sat next to her at that Elemis event. Do you remember?
She was yes, beautiful. I do. Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Lovely lady.
And then the Indie Mood girls I met at an Indie Beauty Expo event, and they were like the nicest, sweetest girls ever, like really, really lovely. And they're just a really brilliant resource for highlighting indie brands if that's your jam. And why would it not be? Who doesn't love supporting indie brands? But that's it. I'm going to stop. Would you like to add anything? I just feel like I talked at you all for so long.
No, it's been emotional, and thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys. It's so lovely to see faces as well, because I feel like obviously when we do the pod, like it is just me and Lindsay dicking about with the can of Diet Coke and being like, wait, we have to remember people listen to this. We need to
And now we know that's true.
Oh, look, there's people showing their highlights.
This is very exciting. We were hoping to ask you about your highlights, but as we've just established,
can we do a screenshot? I'm going to do a screenshot.
Well, I'm recording this whole thing.
We
could just show a screenshot, but this is very exciting. Oh my God, you're all amazing.
I love it.
If everyone's got a minute, does anyone want to talk about their highlight?
Anyone wants to say.
I can unmute you and I can talk to you about your highlight. Has anyone got their hand up? No one wants to do it.
Susie's got her hand up.
Susie's gonna tell us about her highlight. I've asked to unmute you, Susie. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Susie, everybody. Susie's wearing a banging red lipstick.
Thank you.
What you got, Susie?
This is the Clinique Moisture Surge Eye Serum, which is amazing. It's really lightweight and it really plumps you up, which I definitely need. And the e.l.f. Bite Size Palette in Rose Water is £3.
It's obscene. Witchcraft, because they're so good, aren't they?
It's crazy. They are really pigmented. They're really buttery. And they're really, I don't know if you can
like
see
a plum. That. Is it like a?
It's well, they're rosy colours.
So nice! Oh, I love that.
They're all amazing. And Superdrug had an offer on buy one get one half price. So
I missed 3 for £2 and bug off. Oh
no, we love that. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you, Susie. Well done.
Thank you.
Love it. Does anyone else want to share?
Does anybody else want to share with the group? I saw one and then I left the screen. Sorry, Sarah would like to share with the group.
And Beth, we've got a few.
We'll do Sarah and then we can do like two more, right? So we'll do Sarah and then we'll do two more. So Harry can pick. Hello, Sarah, what have you got for us?
So I have two also. I have the Dr. Hauschka bronzing gel.
Oh, I love that stuff.
My husband just bought this for me like 3 months ago and I've been using it almost every day. I mix it into my face and body, my MAC face and body. And then I got the Gucci lipstick, the satin one, in Agatha Orange.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
Treat yourself. Piece of art.
Treat yourself.
This is true. It needed to be done. Right, thank you very much for sharing. I've seen you in that red lipstick on Instagram because I am a creep. And it's really, really nice. So
thank you
for sharing with us. Right, who else? Any more for any more? Beth, I see Beth's hands. I'm going to do Beth. And then I'll work on the next screen. So we're asking to unmute you, Beth. There you go.
You're unmuted. Hello.
So I have the Fenty Cream Bronzer Butter Biscuit because I'm like a sheet of paper. I'm so pale. And like this comes in 7 shades. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a really, really good color range. And it lasts really, really well. And I love it. And if you're pale, it's great. Get it. That's it.
Amazing. Love it.
Yeah, that is exactly what we ask of a highlight of the week. So that's perfect. Thank you.
We love it. Thank you, Beth.
I'm going to go over to the next screen to see, because we've seen a lot of people have got, Aisha's got her hand raised. I feel like I'm saying your name wrong. I hope I'm not, but I probably am because I'm a monster. Yay, you're with us. Hello.
It's Aisha, by the way, but I don't mind.
It's Aisha. I'm sorry. I used to work with an Aisha and I've failed to move on from 2004.
That's okay.
Hi.
I have two, as always. First one, Kevin Aucoin Glass Gloss. Been mixing it with my Fenty foundation The hydrating one, and it's really dewy and lovely. And it also looks really good on your lids. So, big fan. And then the second one is the blue primer from Max Factor. So, I love a blue mascara, but this is a primer. So, you can do the blue primer followed by the black mascara, and then you can get like real depth going on. So, and it's a really nice brush.
Oh, man, that's so nice. Oh my God, look
at that.
I miss Max Factor.
Is it CoverGirl here? Isn't it like the same company as kind of?
Yeah, but yeah, it's one of those like, sure, kind of. I'm not sure. but thank you for giving us product envy. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And we're going on to, I've got the last page. Has anyone else got their hand up on this last page? Or I'm going back. Going back, no one's on there. Anyone here? Kathy. I see Kathy has her hand up. So I'm going to ask her to unmute Kathy. There we go. Kathy, hello.
Okay, so I have the Sephora.
Yeah.
That I got. Harry likes it, and it's so good.
Isn't it? I'm glad you could get it, because I feel like it weirdly goes, it just sometimes disappears off the site, and then one of you guys will lovely DM me and be like, it's back, and then I buy five. That's basically what I do.
That's why you can't buy it, because Harry's
not.
Yeah, sorry.
It is me. And I think it was on sale. It was only like $8. It's great. It's super fun.
So good.
And then Caroline Hirons made me buy this.
She'll do that.
And the spray is the worst. It's like a water, like a fire hydrant. But the juice is really good.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's what's inside that counts.
A new spray, right? That's yeah. The...
Oh, look. Owen is spraying with us here. I'll have a spray.
I wouldn't give for a spray right now. It is quite warm here today. It's humid. It's sticky. It's not a nice warmth.
I've just noticed one thing that I need to point out. Oh, I don't know if anyone noticed. Sorry. No, Alice Clift, are you sat with Ryan Reynolds? Oh. Has anyone else noticed that?
Alice, we're gonna have to, would you like to discuss this choice with us? Shall I unmute
like
you
I would
while
like
we discuss
to know
this?
Why Ryan Reynolds is in the room.
I'm unmuting you, Alice. I would like to discuss how this is possible. I didn't know he was a fan.
Big fan, huge fan.
Is it a cardboard cutout?
He is, but he's only to the nose.
Oh no. Okay. I mean, if that's the only way I could take
that's
him,
fabulous.
I would. So just let him
yes.
know. Let him know
to
if
share
he
that with
wants
the group.
To come on. Just stop us a line.
Oh yeah, I stole him from work, and I did have him out on my balcony once, and my building complained about inappropriate things on my balcony.
People are monsters.
Oh, that's you're fabulous.
You're a hero amongst
it.
Us. Thank you for
it.
Sharing.
Yes, well done, Alice.
I think we've got to wrap up because we've had you on for a while.
Though.
We're so sorry. Yeah. People have got like, things to do and jobs to do and other places to go.
Yes.
But it's been really, really fun, and I think we should do it again.
Yes.
We do it again.
Yes. If you guys are up for it, we'll definitely do one again because we've got to have something to look forward to in lockdown, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're going to be in lockdown forever. I feel like LA is never going to unlock down. It's a very exciting time for everyone except us. It's all going to be brilliant. And thank you so much for joining us. We really hope you enjoyed it. We are recording this. If you're listening to this as a recording, this is the most pointless thing you've ever heard. Obviously, we've recorded it. And we'll be sharing it to go live a week from Tuesday when we have edited it and popped it up online and it all makes sense, hopefully. I'm really hoping it's not gone deadly, terribly wrong.
It says recording my end, so
it
I'm keeping
everything
crossed.
It says it's recording at my end, but it says, doesn't it? It says things. but yeah, thank you so, so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. And we really hope you'll come join us again.
Yeah.
And let's chat. But it was amazing to see your beautiful faces.
Thank you, guys. It was so awesome. So lovely to see so many of you.
We'll see you again soon. Bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
But why was that the most fun ever? Oh, my God.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.